The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Éire Ó Éireann has paid out almost €150,000 in compensation to passengers in the first 10 months of 2024 due to issues such as late trains, rude staff, cancellations or cleanliness issues. We're joined by Barry Kenny, Head of Communications with Irish Rail, and Cynthia Ní Bhfiorchú, European Transport Committee MEP for Ireland South, who obtained these figures. Cynthia Ní Bhfiorchú, to you first. Díaghuit agus fáilte don cláir ar feadh seacht ina Gaeilge. You had a bit of a struggle, Cynthia, getting these figures. Tell us more.
Díaghuit, Cormila Margaret, like I said, Díaghuit Barry. Delighted to be on the programme. Yes, had a little bit of a struggle. It took some time. I've submitted at least two Freedom of Information requests to Éire Ó Éireann. This one was answered very, very recently. And essentially, the query was about the amount of compensation. You've just cited the amount, Shane. It's a small sum of money, perhaps, when you look at the amount of journeys that Éire Ó Éireann carries out and takes passengers around the country every year. But it's not small when you look at the fact that the taxpayer is paying for this. So 5,500 claims for 10 months of 1 year, 2024, costing almost 150,000. If you were to multiply that out on a yearly basis, you're looking at the guts of 1.5 million. And they are failing consecutively in relation to not being punctual or reliable, not having adequate security to address antisocial behaviour, not in resuming their catering facilities, having infrequent and inconsistent service, and general lack of improvement across the board. That's not me saying it. That is Transport for Ireland Satisfaction 2024 on location survey done by Ipsos and BNA, and it's at page 13 of that report. And that is what lies behind the 7% of very dissatisfied or dissatisfied customers that has been shown by this report. And on the flip side, it has shown that 97% of customers are satisfied. But what I'm saying is, it's about standards, Shane and Barry. That's not good enough. That's not a record to be proud of.
Okay, just before I bring in Barry, just to clarify, were Irish Rail dragging their heels about releasing these figures, this information?
Yes, indeed. The Freedom of Information request went in September, and it was responded on the 26th of January 2026. But the letter in response from Barry said that the recent request from me had been received on the 21st of February 2025. So Barry mistakenly was referring to a previous Freedom of Information request, which I referred to. And that was made indeed on the 21st of February 2025. So the point is, Shane and Barry knows this, and there was either a delay of 5 months if we go from September to January 26th, or 9 months if we go from February 25 to January 26th. None of this is relevant. What's relevant here is customer satisfaction, and they're not getting good bang for their buck on Éire Ó Éireann, unfortunately, because they're packed, sweaty and unsafe. That's not me saying it. That's People, an online survey done by the Journal that came out only 2 days ago.
Barry Kenny, how about that? Firstly, why were you so reluctant to give this information out?
It wasn't reluctant, and we have apologised, Cynthia, about the delay. Fortunately, we firstly misunderstood the query. It was interpreted as legal compensation, and when that was about to go out, I actually spotted that and said, we need to reset that, and it should have got out far quicker. We tried to get our FOI responses out, as we did with Cynthia's previous one in 5 weeks. So apologies about that. We have, in terms of our services, we are bound by, and we think it's correct that it's there, the rail passenger rights, which mean that if you are in a train that is delayed by 60 minutes or more, you're entitled to compensation. We have, as an example, on the Dublin-Cork route in that year in question, 10,134 services operated on that route in that year, and just over 50 of them would have had a delay that required that. I would say, when you apply for an FOI for bad things that happened, you are going to get the information back about bad things that have happened.
you
there,
are.
There were seven incidents where cleanliness was an issue. There was 12 incidents for staff.
How do you? I'm curious. Yeah. How do you prove? Yeah. I suppose you take photographs if the train is particularly dirty or a seat is particularly dirty.
Yeah, and look, obviously things can happen en route on the journey, and we've had medical emergencies and things like that. And you know, we will investigate. We're not a faceless company. We're a public service. We want to understand what our customers' experience is and address it where there are service issues. But I think it's very important. You know, I think any service industry that has a customer satisfaction rate of 93%, we want everybody to be satisfied, but that is a good satisfaction rate. There's only 2% of people expressed dissatisfaction in that independent survey by the NTA. The satisfaction increased year on year from 90% to 93%, and we want to keep it improving as well by having more customer service officers on board, by improving security. We have more people travelling with us than ever before last year. We discussed this, I think, Shane, quite recently. That obviously brings its own pressures in terms of capacity, but thankfully we have very significant investment from the government. Shane. So new trains are coming in from next year.
Okay, Cynthia, you wanted to go back in?
Please, Barry, I have to take issue with your 2% not at all satisfied within that survey, that independent survey. In actual fact, you've just left out the 5% who are not very satisfied.
No, sorry, did you see it actually? No, but it's a very small point. It says neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. You want that better as well.
There's a 2%. No, there's a 2% and there's a 5%. But what that 7% represents is 2.8 million journeys. If you're looking at the 40 million total journeys that Éireann Éireann offered for that period in 2024, during which the independent survey, and if you look at the 12 million intercity services within that 40 million total journeys, and if you look at 7% of that figure, do you know what we're talking about? We're talking about 840,000 customers dissatisfied. So whichever figure you want to pick, I'm saying it's not good enough and it's not customer satisfaction. And as a member of the Transport Committee, let Barry respond, Cynthia.
I do think you do need to look at the survey again. It was a 2% that expressed dissatisfaction. The fact of the matter is you want every customer to have the best possible experience. We've put more customer service officers on board, improving our stations, improving our trains. We want to be the backbone of the transport network in this country. Right now, 55 million journeys. That's going to grow over the coming years,
and
80 million by the end
of
this decade.
But unfortunately, no matter how much you roll out, on rolling stock, you're not going to increase customer satisfaction until you answer my question, which was very simply and very fairly put.
We are improving it. 90% to 93% from 2023 to 2024. And we want to continue to grow that.
No, I had a specific question about compensation.
Okay, just remind us of the specific question, Cynthia.
500 instances. Thank you very much. My email of the 25th of the 2nd, 26th, said, what measures have Irish Rail in place to reduce the amount of compensation paid to passengers to improve customer services going forward?
Let Barry answer.
I replied to your office, I think, 4 hours later. With that, I detailed that we've significantly expanded the number of customer service officers on board. We've recruited more security personnel. We've undertaken joint patrols with Gardaí, rapid response hubs with Gardaí to address antisocial behaviour issues, and more training and support to our customers as well. I mean, really love to meet with you, Cynthia, actually, to discuss all this. I know we almost had a meeting last year that didn't happen. I think what we all want is the best possible public transport service and a rail service within that. And
maybe we might leave you two guys to take this offline, so to speak, because we have a different destination to get to, and that's the news headlines. But thank you to Barry Kenny and to Cynthia Niverku.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.